I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Welcome to Wall Street Raw, folks. It's Mark Leibovit, and thank you for joining us on this Saturday, June 17th. We have a jam-packed show for you, as always, with a lot of notable guests, many old friends of mine in the trading business, and other just great special guests that we love to have on the program. We have our good friend Sinclair Noe joining us on the program, Craig Smith from Swiss America. And again, I want to thank Swiss America for being a sponsor of the program. More information on that as the show progresses, but you definitely want to give Swiss America a call for their great numismatic products and listen to Craig Smith's interview again coming up later in the show. David Horowitz is going to be with us, the great conservative think tank author. We're going to have Henry Weingarten joining us in just a few moments, and Jeff Hirsch, and of course Don Vialo. So great show, and don't touch your dial, and let's get on with the interviews. Welcome back our regular and always very special guest, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. If you want more information from Henry, you want to say this right up front, please go to afund.com. That's afund.com. Good morning, Henry. Thank you for joining us on Wall Street Raw on this Saturday morning.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Well, we had the birthday party on Wednesday, didn't we?
We did, and we had a massive cake with a big American flag on it. Absolutely large. It was a wonderful time. And we also had some brownies because we did have a marijuana company as well. So, now basically we're coming in the summer. While we're still somewhat bullish, and intermediate term we are bullish on markets, short term, which means from June 22nd, July, August, September, the market is at risk for its correction. The most correction and the danger will be on the NASDAQ side. Dow will stay fairly strong, at least it probably won't have any correction of any significance, but I'm going to say correction, I don't mean 10%, we're talking smaller stuff, maybe in the NASDAQ, but everything else is 3-4%, and that will be in August. So in August, the Dow will have some retracement, the rest of it, but the basic underlying is very strong, and again, because of the Trump effect, in our opinion. But in the next 1 to 8 weeks, there's some risk. So we weren't going to go away, but if you're the type of person who doesn't want to look at it every day, you could reduce or write some covered calls, because as of next week, not the end of next week, so as soon as we hit the summer, we're in a slightly different market. Outside of that, gold had a little retracement. It was so obvious we're going to raise rates and then another raise. But we think the 1250 is going to hold, but we're not sure yet. We won't know for another week, and we'll know if it's going to hold and then go back up to 1300 or be in a range of 1225 to 1280 for the next 2 months and before it rallies. So that's open to us. Oil around 44, it seems to miss a good buy as a trader, although we're not ready to pull the trigger, but we're watching that. Bitcoin had a nice little correction from 3,000 to 2,000, so that was sort of fun. I didn't play it, but we weren't surprised by it. Whereas Ethereum, of course, did better, and most people are buying Ethereum now and sort of selling Bitcoin. So that's a fun little trade there. Overall, we think the fundamentals are getting better, and people are going to be very surprised in the next couple of months on the positive side. If you're interested in the economy and if you're interested in jobs and you're interested in growth and you're interested in infrastructure, we think they'll be very happy. So that's the basics.
Henry, well, as always, we appreciate that great summary of what's going on. And yes, that Bitcoin had its volatility this past week. And I put a little link up on my website about all the cryptocurrencies that are out there. It was amazing to me. It seemed like there's 50 of them out there at all different prices. It's just exploding in terms of opportunity if you want to play that space. The problem is you and I like to play stocks, not the cryptocurrencies.
Well, the problem with this is that there's no underlying fundamentals, in my opinion. You can argue it. I mean, you can see the momentum plays like you could with Ethereum, and now there's Light and a couple of them, but these are all make-believe stuff, and one of these days you're just going to be like Tulips and say, whoops, gee, 80% drop in one day? Or 50% drop in one day and not going back up. So that may not be this year, but that's the risk you're playing. You're basically playing nothing. Whereas a company, if it's got good fundamentals, you've got some value there.
Thank you again, Henry. Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. Again, more information, please contact Henry at afund.com. Speak to you next week, Henry. Thank you.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Great weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye. Welcome back our regular and very special guest, Don Violo. Don Violo is the past president of the Canadian Technical Analysts Society. He was advisor to the Horizon Seasonal Rotation Exchange Traded Fund between 2009 and 2015, and his claim to fame is seasonality, and he authors two blogs. One is called TimingTheMarket.ca, TimingTheMarket.ca, and EquityClock.com. Thank you again for joining us, Don.
Glad to be back, Mark.
Well, it was a wild week. In last week's update, you talked about Donald Trump's birthday. That came and went. And meanwhile, let's talk about what happened. There was a rude present for him on Thursday.
It certainly was a rude present for him just after his birthday. The Washington Post, the chief leaker of political news in Washington, noted that Trump is to be investigated for possible obstruction of justice. Not surprising, the VIX index spiked higher on Thursday morning.
Right. Market. But the Dow is holding its own here. Dow into new highs, I believe, on Thursday and maybe Friday morning. I have to check the numbers, but market seems still to be holding up here a bit, you know?
The key is to watch the VIX over the next little while. It's still very low. It's around the 11% level. If it starts to spike, which it normally does in the summertime, then that's going to be a warning sign that we're going to a corrective phase. There's just a lot of noise going on with Trump right now, and who knows what's going to happen going forward.
It could be the old wall of worry. You know, there's been a lot of this going on. A lot of it is fake news. There was a comment by Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard law professor I read yesterday, doesn't think that has any merit at all. So, again, let the tape tell you. I guess that's the key, right?
Yeah, so that's the best strategy.
So let's talk about the TSX composite. It broke into intermediate support here this week. Is that because crude oil came down?
Yeah, that was partly it, Mark. Canadian investors also received a rude surprise on Thursday. The TSX Composite Index broke intermediate support at 15,165 and extended an intermediate downtrend. The index recently entered into its summer correction period from June the 9th to October the 15th. During the past 20 periods, the index has experienced 20 corrections. Average correction per period was 13.7%. And now the good news, the low reached in the summertime for the TSX composite historically has been the low for the year. What I'm saying is we've got a period of volatility coming into the Canadian market between now and later this summer, but eventually it's going to provide a buying opportunity.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for that. Don Violo from EquityClock.com and TimingTheMarkets.ca, and so kind of him to join us every week with a quick comment, not only on the overall markets, but giving us that Canadian perspective. Speak to you next week, Don. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you again, Don. And, you know, don't touch your dial. We got Sinclair Now coming up here on segment two. David Horowitz and Jeff Hirsch from the Stock Traders Almanac, my favorite stock market book, on segment three. And Craig Smith from Swiss America joining us on segment four. And speaking of Swiss America, they are offering two free books, Don't Bank on It and The Secret War of Cash. And all you need to do is give them a call at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for The Secret War on Cash and Don't Bank on It. All having to do with that war on cash that's going on now. One of the reasons, of course, that cryptocurrency, I suppose, has also taken off. And if you've been following our website at vrtrader.com, we've been active in the Bitcoin Investment Trust, ticker symbol GBTC. We talked about that last week on the program. This thing swinging from $290 a share up to $555 and back down again. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after the break more with Sinclair.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovit. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
My friend, for years, Swiss America and I have been warning about the unsafe world of modern banking, in which merely holding cash might be a crime. Today, if you decide to withdraw cash, be prepared to explain why or fill out forms. So why are honest citizens suddenly being treated like criminals? That's the subject of two complimentary Swiss America special reports, The Secret War on Cash and The 10 Consequences of a Cashless World. Why don't you call Swiss America now for these free reports? 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. Does a cashless world concern you? It ought to. New government capital controls are targeting citizen savings and retirement funds. Take it from Pat Boone. These reports will explain what you can do about it. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Water. You rely on it daily, but what do you really know about it? There is so much more to H2O than you realize. Did you know that tap water provides us with a low-cost way to stay hydrated, public health and fire protection, and nearly every product that we use every day? The more you know about your H2O, the more there is to love. To learn more, visit drinktap.org. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovit, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Welcome back, our regular and always very special guest, the incomparable Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the blog, my favorite blog, eatthebankers.com. Thank you again, Sinclair, for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Okay, so a big week this week. Fed came out with their announcement. You were right spot on predicting that they would raise interest rates, despite the fact that we heard from others that that might not occur because of the decrease in the labor growth. But in any event, now here the market moved to new highs. Seems to be pretty stable here. Market really wasn't shaken by it.
No, I think the market had priced it in. We saw the Fed move up to a target range on Fed funds rates of 1% to 1.25%, second rate hike that we have seen in the past 3 months. It was widely expected, and one of the things that we've come to learn about this Federal Reserve is that they are pretty good about communicating what they intend to do, and then doing it. They do not try to surprise the markets in any way, shape, or form.
I know you like that. You really like that.
Well, the markets like it. They're able to price this in, and we saw afterwards the markets moving to new record highs. Markets, we've heard this old line so many times, the markets don't like uncertainty. Well, this is not an uncertain Fed. They may not be correct, but they're not uncertain.
Okay.
So we're looking at the economic data that surrounds all this. We saw just 138,000 jobs added last month in the non-farm payroll. We look at the CPI coming in weak. We're not seeing inflation at their target of 2%. We're not seeing wage push inflation entering into the equation. We're seeing a bit of a slowdown across the board. We're seeing GDP in the first quarter at about 1.2%. We're seeing expectations for second quarter running in the range of 2.25% or so. This is not a particularly overheated market at this time. This is not a time it would seem you would want to tap on the brakes, but they want to get back to normal.
All right, so the Bank of England left their interest rates unchanged at a record low at 0.25%, so they weren't moved too much by what the Fed did, and the Bank of Japan had their meeting. Have we have the results of that yet?
We should by now. However, I don't in front of me.
Okay. So we'll talk about the Bank of England. So they're not, things are still tenuous in Europe.
Bank of England, 2.9% inflation over in the UK. They've got much hotter inflation than we have here in the U.S. by a long stretch. So they've overshot their target on inflation already. but their GDP is growing even slower than here in the U.S. And with the recent election there, which ended in a hung parliament, the Bank of England just wasn't ready to make any moves.
In this week's edition of Banks Behaving Badly, Sinclair, let's talk about our good old friends at Wells Fargo. Apparently, it doesn't stop over there. Apparently, there's a new round of lawsuits accusing the bank of modifying mortgages now. Before, they were just opening accounts.
They just can't help themselves. What they were doing was they were going in and doing loan modifications for people going through the bankruptcy process. And in many cases, they were actually reducing the monthly payments, but they did that by extending out the mortgage, sometimes a couple of decades, turning a 20-year or 30-year mortgage into a 40-year mortgage. And it might have been a reasonable thing for them to do as part of a loan modification, but they just did it. They didn't get permission to do it. They buried it deep in the paperwork, and a lot of people were taken by surprise and had no idea this was happening. And very importantly, they did not get bankruptcy court approval to do this. They did, however, pull down as much as $1,600 for every loan mod that they put through as a kind of bounty from government programs to encourage loan modifications. That plus you extend the term of a mortgage by 10 or 20 years, you're going to be pulling down, even if it's at a lower rate, you're going to be pulling down a whole lot more in debt payments. Now, this is not the first time they've done this. There was a settlement in 2015. Bank paid about $81 million to borrowers whom they failed to notify about their monthly payments being changed as a result of different real estate taxes or insurance costs. I mean, this is just an ongoing pattern with them. They don't care that you're the actual account holder. They don't care that you're the actual mortgage holder. They just do whatever the heck they want, particularly when they get a chance to pull down a little extra money, like $1,600 from a government program for each loan modification that they put through. Well, why do we need the mortgage holder's approval for something like that? It's just ridiculous. And, again, they reach in your pocket, they take your money because they can and because nobody stops them.
Well, we can always count on them for content for our Eat the Bankers segment here on Wall Street, Ross Sinclair, that's for sure. Unbelievable.
Regrettably so.
Right. Sinclair, no, KFN and 1510 Phoenix, and author of the great blog, eatthebankers.com. We'll speak to you again next week, Sinclair, and thank you again for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you again, Sinclair. And if you're trying to figure out where in the world to invest, well, the Korean Peninsula is dealing with political uncertainty. Tensions in the Middle East, of course. South Africa, the economy has dipped into recession. But Brazil is up to its chin in political corruption. But let's follow the money. The Institute of International Finance reports emerging markets are enjoying steady growth in capital inflows that should top $1 trillion next year, for the first time since 2014. So the group expects non-resident flows to the top $970 billion in the years, up from $718 billion last year. Where? China, India, and Brazil. Those are the three spots that the Institute of International Finance reports. Just, you know, interesting there. As you know, Puerto Rico voted overwhelmingly in favor of statehood last week, and the referendum begins the steps towards sending representatives to Washington. The question is, do we want 3.5 million Democratic voters coming into the pool? If you're a conservative, I don't think you want that. But the other issue, of course, is the debt that state is into, or that Commonwealth is into. They want to absorb all that debt and problems associated with Puerto Rico. So time will tell there as well. For years, we thought Puerto Rico was a great choice. Maybe still is, but got to overcome those problems. So don't touch your dial. We've got David Horowitz coming up here on segment three. We'll honor having him on the program. Great conservative commentator for many years. We'll be back after the break.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcoming a very special guest to Wall Street Raw on this Saturday morning, David Horowitz. David is one of the leading conservative commentators in New York Times best-selling author and mentor to many of Donald Trump's key advisors. He basically presents a White House battle plan to halt the Democrats' march to extinguish the values that we all hold near and dear. He's a founder and current president of a think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, editor of the center's publication, Front Page Magazine, and director and the Discover the Networks, a website that tracks individuals and groups on the political left. David, thank you again for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Sure.
Okay, the big story, of course, we want to cover, of course, your book, Big Agenda, which is, you know, really been, you know, something we want to talk about because it predicted a lot of things that did happen and are happening. But the big story now, of course, is the consistent attack on the from the liberal left on Donald Trump. And the most recent attack, of course, is this impeachment nonsense. We read yesterday that Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard Law professor, doesn't think there's much merit there. What's your comments?
Well, it's really the anti-American left, which is the Democratic Party. Democratic Party is in a sedition mode. They seceded from the Union for the second time. The whole basis of our democracy is that we resolve our conflicts through elections. So Trump was legitimately elected. And the Democrats declared basically that they were going to try to destroy his presidency from the outset. They've been talking about impeachment from day one. Mm-hmm. They described what they're doing as resistance. Resistance is what partisans do to Nazi occupation. The Democratic Party is a treasonous party. Yeah, people have to recognize that. And all these fake accusation, like obstruction of justice, is ridiculous. There's no crime. What is the crime that Trump is trying to obstruct the investigation of? There is none. There's no evidence of any. But of course, you have the left-wing media, the left-wing radicals in the streets, the violent ones, fascists is what they are. In very dangerous times for America.
David, do you think that this far left, particularly the press, can be accused of sedition with their acts? I mean, it's gone so far that I'm wondering.
Yeah, but the press is they're just enablers. It's the Democrats. It's the leadership of the Democratic Party. They didn't give Trump confirmation hearings. They gave him a witch hunt. Called Jeff Sessions a racist. A guy prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan, desegregated the schools. The Democrats are liars, and they have no respect for the American system.
Well, they want to change the system. They want to change it. It's not they don't see it the way you and I see it. You devoted so much of your attention in the last several years to the radicalization of the American university, and I've had students and kids that would experience the problems on campuses. This is really the key, to change the youth, make the changes at the universities with the liberal left professors. That's really what could change the country. That's our big problem, right?
Well, the universities have been gone for 30 or 40 years. They're indoctrination centers now, talking about the liberal arts schools.
Right.
For the Marxist left. This guy who went out to kill all the Republicans, he was part of Occupy, which was, of course, supported by the media. It was also supported by Obama and Pelosi. But Occupy was a communist movement to destroy American capitalism, to destroy the free market, and to destroy our freedom. My book, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America, is really about this left. And it's why Trump is the antidote and why they hate him so much. Because he's not intimidated by their political correctness. And he'll say things that are true that other people won't say. For example, right. He looked at Hillary in the eye and said, "You're a fucking liar. What other Republican would do that?"
I know it's a fabulous book. I've read it, and I recommend it to all of our listeners. The best way to get the book, David, is it? Where would you go?
You can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it at any Barnes & Noble, and you can get it at frontpagemagazine.com.
I want to thank David Horowitz for joining us on this Shabbat Saturday morning, and hopefully we'll have him back here real soon and update us. And good luck with the book, David. The work you've done over the years is just fabulous. We didn't get a time to really read your bio, but it's dozens of books, hundreds of essays, and a big proponent of the values we trust and cherish so much here in America. David Horowitz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome back a very good friend and special guest on Wall Street Raw, Jeff Hirsch from the Stock Traders Almanac. I've known Jeff and his dad for decades, and the Stock Traders Almanac is the stock market book as far as I'm concerned. In fact, the first book I ever read on the stock market, so definitely my favorite. Jeff, thank you for joining us on the Saturday morning.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure, and thanks for the kind words, as always.
And what's so exciting now is you're now celebrating your 50th anniversary on the Stock Traders Almanac, and I read you're giving away a one-ounce gold American Eagle, too. Tell our listeners about that.
Oh, it's just a little fun in honor of our 50th anniversary offer. We did a little offer for new subscribers and people who want to renew with 150 for 1 year, 250 for 2 years, and you can enter a chance to win a gold coin since it's our golden anniversary. So we figured that would be fun, good way to get, people in if possible.
So for the best way for them to get that, Jeff, would be to go to
StockTradersAlmanac.com. There should be a little ad that rolls by on the carousel up top, and just click on that, and it'll work. Or you can email us through the website as well, but StockTradersAlmanac.com will have the phone numbers and the way to contact and the ad, and you can give us a shout if you need some help.
The Stock Traders Almanac, folks, is no regular stock market book. It's unique, has been unique for decades, and gives you a sense of what the market does at different times of the year, even different days of the week, and just something, it's a must for anyone in the stock market. So please go to the website and sign up if you haven't done so already, StockTradersAlmanac.com. In the minute or two we have, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the markets here and your recent bulletin. You talk about the mid-year summer rally maybe setting up. Tell us a little bit about their thinking there.
Well, that's a little bit of a trade. Sometimes we refer to it as Christmas in July. There's this 12-day little run for the NASDAQ from the last 3 days of the June to the first 9 days of July. And it's, July is the best month of the third quarter. There's a little bit of juice coming out of the Russell rebalancing and sort of the end of the end of the NASDAQ's best 8 months is sort of last gas before the summer doldrums hit. And it's just a little trade, but I think more importantly is the overarching, sell signal that we put out for initially the S&P and the Dow back in May, and then the NASDAQ best 8 months ended when we issued our MACD sell signal a week or so ago. Actually, it was on the big drop day of the 9th. So we got out of the way of that, and we've been tightening up, getting a little more defensive. So this little sell-off here sets up the short mid-year rally, but overarching over the next several months, we're looking to really keep our powders dry and have some defensive positions and trim our losers or underperformers and tighten up some stops and maybe look for some short side downside protection plays over the next month or so.
Okay, Jeff, we'll have you back, update you, hopefully, our listeners next few weeks about the summer rally and how it unfolded, and if it didn't, what the next strategy is. We're talking to Jeff Hirsch from the Stock Traders Almanac. Again, if you want to have a chance to win that gold coin, and also, if not, to take advantage of one of the greatest stock market publications out there, go to StockTradersAlmanac.com. And, Jeff, thanks for joining us, and best to your family.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Mark. See you soon.
Thank you, Jeff. In the minute or so we have left here, let's cover the markets as quickly as we can. We saw new highs this past week pretty much across the board in all the major indexes, but still looking for a little bit of a pullback here this summer, according to the consensus. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovitz. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcoming back a very special guest and regular guest, Craig Smith from Swiss America Trading Corporation, an old friend of the program. And we have so much to talk about, Craig. Craig authored so many books. But the claim to fame has basically been over the years, numismatics and gold at Swiss America, but on the unbelievable government attack on cash and what's going on in our country and, frankly, around the world. We saw it happen in India last year as well. Good morning, Craig. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mark. Good to be back.
Man, they're really after cash in a big way. A bill was recently introduced on the U.S. Senate floor entitled Combating Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing, and Counterfeiting Act of 2017. And they're going after everything here. I hear even Bitcoin.
Yeah, it is truly an amazing event. You know, it's S-1241, and of course the big sections to look at are Section 5312 and beyond. We wrote about, we had heard inklings of this when we wrote our book Don't Bank on It a couple of years ago. And we talked about how confiscations were occurring on a regular basis. You know, a Christian rock band was coming home from a concert and were pulled over by the police. $15,000 of their donations were confiscated. They had to fight to get them back. We list several instances where this occurred. But this bill, Mark, puts it in black and white for every American to see that, in fact, this is happening. They're going after cash. Cash is evil. Bitcoin is evil. Prepaid phone cards, gift cards. I mean, I'm going to be very fascinated to see what this does to the bottom line at Amazon, given the fact that Amazon, you know, takes and gift cards and all kinds of prepaid cards for payment. What's the extra paperwork going to do? And, of course, the Trump administration has tried to put this thing on ice in hopes to see what the financial impacts will be. I think, A, they're going to be devastating. But for the average person, it's going to virtually eliminate your financial privacy. And this is a bill that should have been struck down, should have never been made law. And of course, it's not law yet, but if it keeps moving at the pace it is, it will be the new law.
You know, the argument among those who support cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin, and there's like 50 of those out there now, they grow seemingly daily, is that, you know, cash is antiquated and we're in a world of technology now. But even so, like you say, Bitcoin is being attacked. So I'm just wondering how they expect us to conduct commerce.
No, no, you're right, and I actually think it's a violation of the Interstate Commerce Act. this is going to definitely cripple a lot of people. Let's face facts, Mark. If you're a stockbroker or a casino or a currency exchange, whatever, a pawn broker, a post office, precious metals dealer, name it. I mean, you basically have become an unpaid government spy under Section 5312 of U.S. Code Title 31. I mean, all those industries are going to require spying on customers. And I'm talking about average, ordinary, good, decent people who work hard for their money. They pay their taxes. If they're carrying more than $10,000 on their person, Mark, they can actually have that money confiscated. Now, they don't call it confiscation. They call it that they're taking the money into custody. Just like, you know, when they put handcuffs on you, you're not really arrested. You're taken into custody until they can decide to arraign you and so on and so forth. I mean, the language in this bill is so draconian, and it is going to have an impact. Now, look, most people don't use cash anymore. They use debit cards, credit cards. Now they have iPay and Google Pay and all these various things. But this is a clear-cut case where the government wants to see where every single penny moves, and they do it under the auspices of, well, we're going to eliminate drug dealers and we're going to eliminate all these other people that deal in this nefarious underground world of cash. But I myself personally, this morning on the way to work, I know this sounds crazy, I felt like a sandwich for breakfast, believe it or not. So I stopped by a sandwich shop, and I pulled out a $20 bill. Well, soon, that's not going to be an option anymore if we keep moving in this direction. And this is not what America was based on. This is not what our founders had intended. And I just think it strips one more liberty away from us as Americans. But beyond that, it's going to have a dramatic impact on this economy, because if you can track every single penny, and I'm a big believer in paying your taxes and doing it properly, it's not going to only require that and demand that, it's going to make it impossible for anybody to have any type of flexibility in the way that they plan their finances.
Craig, we only have about 60 seconds. How does gold and silver play into this scenario?
Well, I think it's going to probably have a positive impact on the prices because, again, gold and silver, once you've paid for it, it is completely private if you buy the right type of product. You know, we talked about this extensively in the book, Don't Bank on It. And by the way, your listeners can always get a complimentary copy of that book. They just call the 800-289-2646, mention Mark's program, Wall Street Raw, and we'll send a complimentary copy out. If you read the book, Don't Bank on It, which we wrote 2 years ago, it predicted this law was going to be beyond the books. I happen to believe this will pass, maybe not in its current form, but it's something every American should know about, and I appreciate you bringing it to your listeners' attention.
Craig, thank you so much for taking a few moments for us on this Saturday morning. Craig Smith from Swiss America. Again, if you want more information about Swiss America, please call 800-289-2646. So we're going to have Craig on back real soon. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Craig. It's Father's Day tomorrow, folks, and every father should remember that one day his son will follow his example instead of his advice. Once a father overheard his son pray, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my daddy is." Later that night, the father prayed, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my son wants." So Father's Day is coming up tomorrow, folks, and let's keep those great thoughts in mind. Meanwhile, I want to thank all my guests for joining us today on the show. Hope you enjoyed the show. Henry Weingarten, Don Villalo. We've had David Horowitz here, Jeff Hirsch. Of course, you just heard Craig Smith and Henry Weingarten. And we try to do that for you every week here on Wall Street Raw. If you want more information, go to vrtrader.com. And as we do each week, I close my show with my old friend Ed Hart used to say on the Financial News Network in the 1980s, "We will know in the fullness of time."
Listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week Alf, Mark Leibovich. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,